Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another Happy Pod, the only podcast in the whole entire world. My name is Nathan. As always, I am joined by my dickhead of a co-host. His name is Lawrence Thomas Hiasey, and he's going to tell us what this show is all about.
Nathan, this is the show where we get together every week to discuss something in the realm of pop culture. It could be a movie, could be a telly show, could be a video game, but the main thing is we do so without any of the toxic discourse that is oh so prevalent these days.
You have never sounded more like you was reading that off a script. And yeah. There was just nothing to that.
It never changes. I'm just being transparent about the fact that I'm reading a script now.
Okay? But you, come on, man.
I'm not injecting life into it. It's an intro. We get it out of the way. Now we can talk. Okay, we can talk freely now.
I don't like that, if I'm being honest. Okay. You should. You got to make it sound fun and inviting. Who wants to listen to a podcast where the intro is like, hello, welcome to this piece of shit, I guess we talk about this and that and that and this.
Everyone knows fun. The best part of a podcast to be boring is the first 30 seconds. You know that.
In no way is that true.
I think that's very true. I think everyone agrees.
If I listen to a podcast and the first 30 seconds are boring, I'm going to go, I'm not listening to the rest of that podcast.
That's the opposite of what goes on in my head. I typically go, if the first 30 seconds are boring, I reckon it's going to suddenly ramp up with excitement.
You're purposefully annoying me now. You're purposefully trying to wind me up, and it's working.
I'm amazed you didn't catch on sooner.
So stop this now, and can you just do a normal intro from now on? You don't have to redo it today, but can you just do a normal intro from now on?
He jumped on my joke I was about to do. Nathan, it's Jurassic March 3. We're here.
It's Jurassic March, Lawrence, and we're talking about Jurassic Park 3. Please show the month some respect, okay?
Sorry. How dare we're ending you. It here as well.
We are. It's a sad time. I want to go on. I want to keep going.
I kind of do as well.
Yeah. Shall we just do it?
What's on the schedule?
No, we can't. No. The good thing is we can return next March with Jurassic March.
And then hope by the following March that they'll have made three more Jurassic March movies.
They might have made one more, but, you know, there's other dinosaur stuff that we can explore.
Name one other dinosaur thing.
Kong 2005.
Really?
Yeah, King Kong. You not seen King Kong 2005?
I don't think I have.
Dinosaurs and I fight dinosaurs.
That's the Peter Jackson one, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
He has the big fight with dinosaurs. Very famous scene.
I thought he had a fight with a woman on a building. I thought that was King Kong.
Nope.
He gives her a kiss on a building?
Nope, none of this is true.
There's a woman in a building?
There is a woman in a building, yes. He does
so
not
some
kiss
of it
her.
Is true.
He does not kiss her nor fight her, okay?
Then what's he doing with her?
He's holding her.
For a kiss?
No.
For a fight? He's got her in a chokehold.
No. I fucking hate you so much right now. You're purposefully trying to wind me up this evening, and I don't know
I'm
why.
Injecting a little bit of that spice that you wanted in the intro, Nathan.
Well, you should have done that in the intro. Not now.
Nathan, it's Jurassic Park 3, the third installment, the final installment until they didn't reboot it. They continued it in 2015.
It's kind of a reboot.
This is only 2001. I thought there was a bigger gap between them.
It's a decent gap. It's 14 years. That's a pretty sizable gap.
No, but I figured it was more in the vein of like... Oh, but then I get, yeah, I'm just about to say Star Wars, the original trilogy, to the sequels, but then there was the prequels in between.
Yeah, that was a 10-year gap between episode 3 and episode 7.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's just throwing me for a loop, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Do you know what? I watched today, this isn't one of my recommendations, but I watched the Lego movie today.
And it's
a great movie. Yeah. I was like, this came out fucking 10 years ago, man. That's insane.
I don't like the passage of time. I think it needs to slow down.
I remember going to see that when I was at uni.
Is the Lego Movie 2 as good?
I don't know. I've only seen it once.
I remember really liking some parts of it. But
maybe we should do the Lego movies.
Oh, well, there's two of them. So next, the March after next, we'll do Jurassic World something.
Lego Movie 2 then does feature dinosaurs because they kind of make fun of Chris Pratt.
That's right.
in his various roles, don't they?
Is there any form of dinosaur whatsoever in the first Lego movie?
I literally watched it today, and I don't think so. I don't think so, no.
I mean, we could still make it work. We could just pretend there were dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just lie.
we can lie, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Who's going to check? No one.
I mean, at the end of the day, we make the rules, so we can do whatever we want.
What are you going to do, delete the episode? You can't.
No.
That's only something we can do.
Only I can do.
Oh, sorry. For a second, I thought we were on equal footing.
No. How ridiculous of you.
I don't like that genuinely made you belly laugh. I don't like that.
I mean, come on. Come on. You even said so in the Discord server this week. Join the Discord server, by the way.
Nathan, it's Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I've already mentioned that. We've said that like 3 times now.
I was just doing a nice little ease into it.
We've already eased into it.
I know, but let's now ease back because we've gone on a tangent again.
All right.
Now, you can't just alright my segue.
Okay. What are you going to do now?
He's done. He's done it.
Yeah.
All right. Different director. No more Steven Spielberg.
No, it is instead the inventor of Boba Fett.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. No, I'm just processing.
I'm hanging on.
Is that true?
Yeah. Joe Johnson, he invented Boba Fett.
Did he really?
Yep.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Well, like, what career was he in? How did this come about?
Look it up.
I mean, I guess I will.
He was, like, some guy, some, like, I don't know, part of ILM, I guess, but he like came up with the design of Boba Fett.
A quick Google search just tells me George Lucas, but I feel like that's simplifying it.
Yeah, we've long established you're bad at Google.
That's true. So what, Joe Johnston like made the outfit?
Yeah, yeah. Initially, the concept was like initially an all white outfit, and it was going to be like an upgraded stormtrooper design, and all the stormtroopers were going to be Boba Fetts. But then they were like, "Yeah, no, that's too expensive. So we'll just have one, and it'll be a bounty hunter."
And then they put him in that holiday special.
Yes.
And then people were like, "That's the only cool part of that."
Yes.
And then, I never knew that was Joe Johnston. Where are you at with? Have you seen a lot of his movies, Joe Johnston?
Name them.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, when I was a kid, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, Jumanji.
Oh yes, classic.
Yeah, banger. The Rocketeer.
No. Boring. Who cares?
It's basically Captain America. Which
I know what it's about. I've seen you cover the garbage. Who cares?
Which leads me to Captain America, the First Avenger. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, it's the worst of the Captain America movies.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts. I'm not nuts at all. The two others are very good movies.
Yes, I agree. There's not a weak link.
Yeah, so I'm not nuts at all for having that opinion.
All right, I admit, I jumped it a little bit there. I've watched it very recently, and I really like the first one.
It's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's the worst of the three.
I think the word worst set me off. I was like, no, you cannot say that.
But it is.
Least favourite, I prefer. Can you use that term?
No.
You don't? Oh, all right, where are you at with the... This isn't the first Avenger, but I'm genuinely curious. What do you think of it?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's genuinely a good movie. The worst of the Captain Americas.
Stop it! No, I think he's, but like as a choice, director-wise, he's perfect to take over Jurassic Park. No, I know you're just moving like, why? There's no Captain America dinosaurs. So how does that make sense?
I mean, it's true.
I mean, look, you're not wrong, but I mean in the sense that he's like, he's very good at injecting like a bit of heart and a bit of like wonder into the like the unexplored, like all of the.
I mean, Sure, if Captain America had come out before Jurassic Park 3, then you could make this argument, okay? But I don't think you can make the argument that he's a perfect choice for Jurassic Park 3 because of his work on Captain America.
No, but like even Jumanji, there's an element of like wonder and awe at the like the unexplored and the magical.
Have you seen the new Jumanjis? Or are you still on your those movies are bad, but I haven't seen them and I refuse to see them?
Right, you've put me in a box here because I haven't seen them.
Okay,
but I never said
you. Don't you dare!
All right, the things I say seven, eight-ish years ago. Cannot be. Let me grow. Let me learn. Okay?
You did say those things, though, didn't you?
All right, I maybe did. All right?
This is the guy who you all think loves movies.
No,
I'll
stop
expose
it.
The truth.
No. All right. But then also, I can't say it. It's all good saying that when Captain America: The First Avenger came out after this, but mm-hmm. The Rocketeer didn't, and that's basically the same movie as Captain America: The First Avenger.
I haven't seen it, and I don't care.
The point I'm bringing up is that he's very good at like doing action with working in CGI. He's good at capturing a bit of charm and a bit of heart and a bit of whimsy wonder and all of this. So it leads me to say, do you think he did a good job with Jurassic Park 3?
Kinda.
I'm unsure whether I'll cut down that pause or not. But that was a very long contemplating time.
You definitely should cut down that pause. Okay.
Yeah.
This is my least favorite of the three, and you know, spoiler alert, whatever. Fucking who cares? It's not amazing. All right, here we go. Pros and cons. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Pros: dinosaurs. Okay.
Yeah.
Pros: 90 minutes. A fucking breeze.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a 90-minute movie every day. I love it. That's great. I'm in and out in time for tea. It's great stuff. Okay. Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Laura Dern for like 2 seconds.
Hmm.
Cons: doesn't look great.
Yeah.
Dinosaur CGI, pretty poor.
Yeah.
Dinosaur puppets, sometimes amazing, sometimes horrible.
Yeah, true.
It's
yeah.
like there's some stuff where I'm like, holy shit, that's fucking insane. And I'm like, oh, the budget has dropped here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's night and day, some of that stuff.
Some of it is, but then some of the stuff in the day looks genuinely great as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the place. Cons: plot. Just very, very lacking in plot.
I was going to say, which one?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. Cons: fucking characters. Everyone is mostly horrible in this movie, apart from Sam Neill. Like, Sam Neill is like, and Laura Dern for the 2 seconds she's in it, but they're like likable people in the movie. Everyone else, like, you know what? You should get eaten by a raptor.
That's the thing for me, right? It hinges on... The movie is, right, because I haven't seen this. I think I'd seen this when I was a kid, but I didn't remember a fucking thing. So I sat down.
I watched it over and over again as a kid. And it was my favorite movie as a kid. And like, that doesn't mean much because I had a favorite movie every other week as a kid. But there was a period where this was my favorite movie. And I just, because it was one of the first DVDs that I owned. And I would just watched it over and over again. I was like, fuck dinosaurs. There's a big dinosaur. They're digging through poop to find a phone. That's very funny. It's great. I love it. This is all good stuff. Dinosaurs.
Of the Jurassic Parks, it's the most kid one, isn't it? Like, it's...
Yeah. It's, I think this is probably the first Jurassic Park I saw, possibly.
It's a weird one, because I sat down to watch it. I knew pretty much nothing about it other than there was that scene where a dinosaur goes, Alan. And that was that. That was literally what I knew. And that Alan Grant was in it and the other two weren't.
Laura Dern is in it.
Yeah, but like...
She's in it.
Give her something. Yeah, shit, like, she shows up.
I'm just saying she's in it.
I think there's a case to be made that she could have been in it a lot more and it would have been a lot better.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying she's in it.
Yeah. But to your point about like everyone kind of sucking, like the movie hinges on you really having to care about two people ending up back together. And I just spent the entire movie being like, I'd rather they were eaten, to be honest.
Two people who frankly should go to fucking prison for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible people who do some terrible stuff in this movie. They kidnap Sam Neill, first of all.
Yeah.
And his weird little handsome, charming friend who's like trying to be Indiana Jones and all this kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, I've got thoughts on Billy. Billy was the one plot line I was really I was like,
look, Billy should also go to jail. I'm not disagreeing with you, but
yeah,
they also kidnapped him is what I'm saying.
Oh no, yeah, no, he was wronged.
Yes.
But then like, I'm watching it like being like, oh, his plot line seems interesting. Oh, there's something, I'm not enjoying this movie, but something is going to be revealed with Billy and hopefully it will turn my tune on this movie. And then it's like, I stole some eggs. I'm like, oh, it's so boring. Why couldn't it have been something cooler? He's like, I've got some eggs and I was doing it out of the goodness of my heart. I'm like, that just makes you more boring to me. Be edgy. Be a sneaky thief. Like, oh, anything else would have been better.
The kid's like a weird, like, fucking Rufio lost boy for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, he's got all these fucking... He somehow concocted fucking smoke grenades and fucking...
Yeah.
He's got a jar of T-Rex piss for no reason. Like, what does that do? And how does he got it? Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, he literally says, you don't want to know. I'm like, I do.
I'd very much like to know, actually.
I would like to see that,
I'd be very interested in knowing the story of how you got this dinosaur piss.
Yeah, but then an hour and a half. Don't add to it.
That's true. We are at risk of exceeding the perfect length for a bad movie.
That saves it, to be honest, the runtime. Because towards the end, I warmed to it a little bit. Like, the scene with the dinosaur kind of chasing that guy up the fucking, like, the weird scaffolding pole thingy. Like, when they're in the boat and they're trying to grab the phone. That stuff, I was like, I can get on board with a bit of this. I'm all right with a bit of this. But, if that scene wasn't there, and it was a longer movie, this would be genuinely terrible for me.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do some. We've gone all over the place already.
Yeah.
But yeah, I quite like that it.
Let's refocus.
Yes, let's strategically get into specifics.
Let's zone in on Jurassic March.
I like that it kind of deals with in the first scene. Kind of deals with Hammond's legacy in a fun way. That like the man spent presumably billions getting this park off the ground to be a big public attraction. And the closest that legacy ever comes to being fulfilled is an idiot paying another idiot to do some dodgy illegal paragliding near it. Like, that's the closest the public ever gets to seeing this spectacle.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, obviously, Jurassic World comes after, but it's very funny that like... I quite like that. I don't know, the movie didn't do much with it, but I enjoyed that concept.
No, Hammond is largely forgotten for this movie.
I mean, is he mentioned? He's not in it.
I think he'd have been mentioned at one point, yeah. But
oh, I think he says something to the effect of, like, you're just as bad as Hammond and the guys that created this place or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah. Sam Neill is like, hey, fucking, I'm teaching a class, but no one wants to hear about my fun little digging project that I have coming up. They only want to hear about that really good movie I was in. And also that second movie that I wasn't in, and I make it clear that I was not in that movie, okay?
Yeah. This is the thing for me, because they feel so... Like, Jurassic Park worked so well because it was cool characters and cool dinosaurs and something fresh and new and a cool idea.
And dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs, yes, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But, like, how hard was it to just get them three in each movie? Like, it weirdly refocuses itself with every movie.
I think that, like, none of them wanted to do this one.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, Jeff Goldblum, we'll pay you $5 million. And he's like, go fuck yourself. And then they're like, all right, Sam Neill, we'll pay you $10 million. And he's like, make it 20. And they're like, okay, we'll pay you $20 million. Like, hey, Laura Dern, we'll pay you $20 million. And she's like, go fuck yourself. And then we're like, okay, we'll pay you $5 million and you only have to be in it for one scene. And she's like, do I have to fight any dinosaurs? And they're like, no. And she's like, all right, deal, I'm in.
Yeah, do I have to stick my arm in any prosthetic shit or something?
No. Yeah.
All right, then fine.
Yeah.
I feel like
Laura Dern would have been in this movie more if she wanted to. Like, I don't think Laura Dern has been wronged in any way here. I think she got paid and did as much as she wanted to do. And I think good for her, you know?
Obviously, if she don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the movie, it would have been cool to see her character do something a bit more substantial. It feels strange that they've... Because the reason for her not being in it is that Joe Johnston wanted to refocus the script and also deal with what he viewed as the problematic age gap between Alan Grant and Ellie Sattler, which is, like, off-screen, between the two actors, there's about 15, 20 years. But then, like, they're both adults.
They weren't even in a relationship.
Well, they definitely were.
I don't get that sense at all.
It's vaguely... It's
I think mates. It's, they're just mates.
I don't think they were mates in the first one.
I think this is a very straight way to look at it. Like, I don't know. I think it's like, oh, guy and girl, they gotta be fucking, you know?
But they were. They were in a relationship. They've said, people asked when this movie came out, why are they not together? The movie does a switch of being like, they're married with kids. Oh, wait, they're not. Like, you're meant to assume that they've been together this whole time.
I don't think so.
What? But they reframe it as, here's the husband. The parrot used to know my name. He used to live with her and the parrot. Come on, man. They were together.
I don't get that sense at all, man.
I'm Googling it right now. You're nuts.
You can fucking Google it all you want, but if it's not in the movie, then it's not there. If it's not explicitly said in the movie, then it's not there. Because at no point in that first movie are they, like, do they have any kind of, like, romantic scene?
She wants him to warm to the idea of having kids. She runs into his arms and hugs him.
She never says she wants him to warm to the idea of them having kids. She says that she likes kids and it would be good if he liked kids, but she's never fucking saying, wouldn't it be great if we had kids, okay? And there's no romantic scene between the two of them. There's no romantic tension. They never kiss at any point, okay? There is nothing that explicitly states in that first movie that they're anything more than just good mates.
Dr. Ellie Sattler was Alan Grant's girlfriend and former partner. Alan Grant for the film Spielberg made them.
Where is that stated in the movie, Lawrence?
No, but right, that's...
But come on.
That's horseshit, because there's subtext.
No, if it's not in the movie, it's not in the movie.
But it's the subtext of what's in the movie.
But that's subtext to you, okay? That's subtext to you, okay? If I'm just reading it as they're good mates, you can't tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, but if the director turns around and says they were a romantic couple,
then he should have fucking done a better job of trying to portray that, I would say.
I raise you this point because you told me recently in another podcast that the Daleks were cool because they had ranks, and that was never mentioned, not even once. Does that not count? Because that wasn't in the episode?
No. That's different because that was an ongoing plan, which was then ruined because of fan backlash.
Okay, but you accept that they have those ranks?
Yes, because they also talk about those ranks and they're an established thing, and we see that as the series progresses. Just because it's not shown in that first episode doesn't mean it's not then shown in the rest of the series.
All right, fair enough. This is the last thing I thought we'd be debating about this, but they are together. That's a thing.
Okay, but they're not, though, are they?
They are.
Show me one fucking scene in the first movie that points out they're together. I'll wait. I've got time. If you can prove me wrong, I'll happily admit it. All right, I was wrong. I never picked up on it. If you can show me one explicit, no way to deny that they are a couple in this movie, then fair enough. But I'm saying...
I can't, because at no point down the lens do they look at each other and
I'm not saying they need to. I'm just saying that if fucking Spielberg or whoever wanted me to think that these two are in a relationship, if it's that important to the fucking plot, then they should have fucking they should have done a better job of portraying that. Because to me, they're just very good. I've got fucking female friends who I'm very close with.
Yeah, that's not the point I'm making.
Probably even a lot fucking closer than these two are, okay?
Yeah.
So it just seems like, oh no, guy and girl, they gotta be in a relationship because that's how we do things here.
I don't think it's that at all. I think your read on subtext is genuinely insane for this. Like,
why is it?
Because they it is widely accepted that these two are in a relationship.
Not by me.
Fine, but
what I'm saying is, right, what you're saying is a relationship, it can also be interpreted as just good mates. Can it not?
I guess it could be.
See, for me, the difference between just good mates and being in a relationship is this romantic interest, okay? And I never got any sense of romantic interest between the two of them in that movie. There was no kiss, there was no romantic tension, there was nothing like that in the movie. You can point out this scene where they're talking about kids or whatever, but if that's it, if that's your one scrap of evidence in the whole movie, then I'm like, come on.
I don't know what you want me to say. That's just the way I read it. I thought that more people read it like that. If they didn't, whatever, man, that's fine. I don't mind.
You got your weird film bro judging me head on, and I don't like it.
I'm not. It's not a judgment.
Oh, you didn't see the same subtext I did, so you're bad at watching movies.
I never said this. To go from having the side characters of Jeff Goldblum and Laura Dern to then, like, these two people, like, who play the Kirby family, it's just, like, they're not that watchable. Like, they're good at doing what they do as performers, but, like, the characters themselves are just a bit, like, there's not much here, is there? I don't have much invested in watching them rekindle their romance and learn how to love their kid who they keep trying to abandon or something. Like, I don't know. A bit lame.
Very much lame.
I think it stretches the concept of this. It's now like we've done Jurassic Park twice now. there's nothing left to do. Like, it also drops all the threads of, like, is this ethical? Like, you know, what's the moral quandaries of having dinosaurs walk the earth again? It drops all of that and just kind of becomes a slasher movie about dinosaurs chasing them.
I mean, it's literally just a rescue mission, the whole thing. It's kid gets stranded on the island, parents kidnap Sam Neill to help find kid, and that's literally the entire movie. And it's no one cares. Show me the fucking dinosaurs, man. Just fucking plant some cameras on the fucking island. Just film the dinosaurs for 2 hours, for 90 minutes, and then I'm happy. I can go home, all right?
You just wanted a nature documentary on the dinosaurs.
I just want a nature documentary about the dinosaurs. I don't need all this fucking shit, all this bad plot in the middle of it. It's boring, and it takes too long until we see dinosaurs, okay? It's too long into the movie.
They have to find this weird way to work around.
I
don't either. I'm just saying, I think it's a bizarre choice. And also, Alan Grant is the man in this franchise with the least integrity I've ever seen. Because he goes to the island for the first time to get money. Mm. Then he stays shtum, even though apparently he had a big old problem with it in this movie. He can't stop going on about how evil fucking InGen are and Hammond and how they're terrible people for what they did. But he definitely took their hush money.
He definitely took some hush money, yeah.
Yeah, and then in this one, he says the line. It's so obvious of a line that I genuinely thought they were going to do that silly cut where it's like, you'll never get me on that island no matter what, and under no circumstances will you ever fight, and then it would cut to him being on the island.
Yeah.
But he said that full line, and then some guy's like, do you want to go back to the island? He's like, no. What if I wrote you some more money checks? All right, then. Like, died last time doing this exact thing.
Yeah, but it's so he can dig more bones, Lawrence. He loves digging bones.
But how many more bones is this worth? I get it.
To be fair, the idea they sold him wasn't going to the island itself.
I guess.
It was just a flyover. You know, we're not landing. We're just going to fly over Isla Sorna. We're going to look at some dinosaurs. You can give us a little speech or whatever you fucking nerdy boys love to do.
Yeah.
And then we'll go home. We'll all have tea. We'll call it a day. All right?
I will say that shocked me. I was thinking to myself at some point, like, oh, so how are they going to, like, the plane's going to crash. Obviously, the plane's going to crash. Because otherwise, how are they going to end up on the island? But, like, it kind of does.
But, I mean,
yeah, because of the stupidest pilot on planet Earth.
Well, I mean, they land before it crashes. They very much land on the island, and then they're like, oh, we should go. And then they try to fly off, but in doing so, then they crash. So
I don't mind that so much. That's more, you have to remove their way off of the island, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Although there is a perfectly good working boat. I don't know. It's one of them things for me where it's, I appreciate the attempt at, like, pulling the rug out from underneath me. And then, like, it would have been genuinely quite interesting if these were, like, I don't know, if we hadn't wasted the, not wasted, but if we hadn't have already used up the hunter thing, the hunter plot line, if these people were doing anything other than just looking for their son, I feel like it could have been more interesting, but it's just a bunch of wet lettuces that don't know what they're doing.
Do you know what would have been more interesting?
What?
Dinosaur Lost in New York. All right.
Stop. You need to stop about this.
No, but it would have. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, there's not a lot that wouldn't have been more interesting than this, I will say.
What if we had some more dinosaurs? What if you just let bunch? What if you let loose 4 raptors in New York City, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fucking Central Park Zoo, all right?
Yeah.
They got Hammond's, got some, he's bought some space. He's got a brand new exhibit in Central Park Zoo.
Yeah.
He uncages these raptors and he's everyone, look at my wonderful raptors, aren't they beautiful? And everyone's like, oh yes, this is beautiful. Everyone's taking pictures, they're clicking, the flashes are going off, the raptors start freaking out, they smashing open the cage because of the flashes, and then they all get free. Everyone screams and runs, and then they're lost in New York. And then you have to fly in an expert, Sam Neill, for some fucking reason, into New York, and he's like, well, I don't like these dinosaurs, but I'll stop these dinosaurs right here because I'm Sam Neill and that's what I do. All right?
I love
and then
that
Jeff,
like,
Goldblum shows up and he's like, I'm here too and I'm bad at acting in this one. And then Laura Dern shows up and she can be like, we were never in a relationship, but now we are.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Okay? And there you go. That's Jurassic Park 3, baby.
I it is very apparent that Joe Johnson got stiffed in terms of, because Spielberg originally has said that like he was going to save Dinosaurs in New York for the third one. That was going to be the big climax.
Oh, really? You
know? Yeah, he was going to save it. And then he said to
himself, why did he do it in the second one then?
Because he said, I'm not going to make a third one, so I'm going to use all my good ideas in the second one.
No.
And then, but then Universal were like, we want a third. Steven Spielberg went, fuck that. I'm not interested. Joe Johnston took it. Spielberg is an exec producer on this, which famously means he got paid a lot of money to do nothing.
He's an exec producer on Transformers.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Which means he fucking wrote him a check for $1 million and then said, yes, you can put my name on this movie. Okay?
Yeah,
that's what that means.
Yeah, exec producer is basically a way to, I guess, just give each other money so that
it's
the tax
just
man
like,
is fine
it's
with
just
it.
Like an official way of someone like Spielberg to endorse the movie, basically.
Yeah.
You can put his name in the trailer, and then people were like, oh, Spielberg produced this. Oh, shit.
It
means fuck all.
Yeah. The title exists for the actors in a movie that contributed an idea, and they went, fuck, so we've got to give him a fucking, if that's in the cut, we need to give him an exec title. And then it's also there to basically just pass a couple millions around amongst your mates. Like,
Stan Lee was a producer on every single Marvel movie that came out.
Yeah, and,
he doing
the last five when he was alive, he was half dead.
Yeah, and is he doing anything other than like sat on a bus and been like, oh, I love Doctor Strange or whatever he's doing, you know?
And didn't he film like six of them in one day?
Yeah, he just filmed them all in like one day. James Gunn shot them all on the set of Guardians. He was like, all right, let's get these all done now.
Yeah. I like to imagine they put him up against a green screen with a series of like wigs and silly noses and hats and costumes, and they just had him say phrases like, get a load of this. Whoa, that's a big thing.
just increasing levels of vagueness throughout. Whoa, that is quite the predicament.
I can't believe Iron Man and or Captain America have done this.
Wow, I can't believe this superhero got themselves into that situation. I'm Stan Lee, and I
eventually they'll just start using him going, wow. Just cut out those clips.
It's like a scene where like Spider-Man's like swinging in the city, like he's like in a big fight or whatever, and then it just cuts to a shot of just Stan Lee just at his desk in his office, just staring down the camera going, wow. And then back to the... They just filmed it in his office.
Avengers 6, they're not even going to bother to put anything on the green screen. It's just going to be him from the raw footage in the studio going, that's crazy.
He's just all right. He's getting out of his car when he arrives on set. Well, we got it.
They take a picture of him and they go, put that in the Disney 3D scanner thing. Yeah, we just like, you don't even have to get out of your car. We got this. Just roll the window down.
Good stuff.
All right, speaking of dinosaur fun, because you get your wish. That is the only interesting stuff that happens in this movie is the dinosaur stuff.
It is,
So we can finally just talk about dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs!
I like that when the plane crashes, the dinosaur doesn't have the dexterity to just get them out, so that they're in like the roll cage of the plane, and eventually the dinosaur gets fucked off to the point where he's like, I'm just gonna step on it then, crush you all, I'm sick of this.
That's where the dinosaur looks awful.
During the plane crash,
and that's like this is the first time we see a dinosaur in the movie, like apart from like some bad CGI shots where they're flying over the island. But, like, this is the first time we're seeing some dinosaur work up close. And we see, like, the Spinosaur, like, it comes out of the jungle a little bit earlier. It eats that dude, whatever. But now we're, like, seeing it up close. It's attacking the plane. And this is where I was like, oh. Oh, this is not how I remember it as a kid. This is bad. This looks, like, gone is that wonder and good practical puppetry work from the other two movies. I'm like, oh, this looks... It looked like a fucking, like a really low budget, like fucking B movie. Like, B movie as in fucking Barry Benson, the beat. Like a B, you know what I mean? Like a fucking, like
a straight to TV release.
Yes, like a fucking, a Sharknado or a fucking Octo Shark or whatever the fuck they're doing these days.
The eighth sequel of a movie franchise that was good in the 90s, but everyone has largely forgotten now. But some people watch them so they make money, so put them on Sky Cinema.
Yeah.
Straight away,
exactly. And it just looked really bad. But then, like, a few minutes after that, they're like running through the jungle. They see like the T-Rex pop up when it's eating. That looks great.
Yeah,
that looks
good.
So good. I was like, oh, we're back. We're so back. We're fucking here. And that was great. So it's all over the place. I don't know if like they had leftover puppets from like the other two movies for the Tyrannosaur or something, but like, yeah, the Spinosaurus in particular.
It looked rough. It does, and
it
comes down to a lot of stuff as well. Like it's always like this has been said time and time again about the Jurassic Park movies, but like it's not just because the puppets in the first one could look goofy at times, right? But Spielberg knew that, so put them in the pissing rain, the thunder, and the darkness, and then went, we've lit them very cleverly so that the flaws are concealed and the highlights are enhanced. And it's, I don't know, it's just one of them things where they do that. This movie knows that trick. Joe Johnston knows how to do that because the ending sequence looks genuinely really good. But there are some moments where it's, I don't know if it was just shot in the day and he can't rely on the rain and the darkness of it, but just still light them in an interesting way. Used a bit more stylized lighting to make them look a bit more real, because there's not that... It baffles me that 1993 did this CG and practical blend better than 2001.
Yeah, like, yeah. I do think the budget has taken a hit for this movie.
Almost certainly, yeah. Because they had to pay Spielberg £7 billion to say it was okay.
Yeah, and they had to pay Laura Dern $20 million to not be in it as well. So
Yeah. I'll show up, I guess. Yeah. Okay, but most of my scenes, you're going to have a kid do them.
I'm not going to fucking Costa Rica, all right? Yeah. I'm filming it in my house. You can come over on a Sunday, all right?
It's my real house. It's my real husband and child.
Yes.
If you don't like them, bring some other people. I'm not doing any chemistry tests. I don't give a shit. Can you answer the phone? No, the kid will do it. The kid will answer the phone.
Yes, and then I'll watch Barney, all right?
Yeah. I like that. That was a good gag. That was good. Speaking of
Barney
good gags,
is a dinosaur who lives in our imagination. That's not the words. It's something like that.
Oh, okay, for a second I was quite impressed. As a 30-year-old man knows the lyrics to the Barney theme song.
I only know them because of the Tom Scar video on Barney, which is quite good.
I can't say I've seen it, but I've seen that video. We've spoken about this before, where he like just kept doing unhinged things to get Squarespace or something to stop sponsoring. Yeah. And they never did.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. He makes good very videos. Good.
He does. There's a great gag in this where...
And we met him.
I met him when I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, we got
you could have filmed me and you could have shown me a quick video and then gone, right, now we'll go
well,
and say hi.
To be fair, I was just getting a pitch with him and you were like, oh, I'm going to get in on this as well. So, like, I feel like it's very much your own fault.
I'm capitalizing in on it, right? I'm like, look, because I'll watch his videos later and if I didn't get a pitch with him, I'll be gutted. And I'm here. How often is this going to happen?
Great.
I'm investing, Nathan. It was an investment selfie. But yeah, there is a funny gag in this where Sam Neill, one of the recurring things is that they bring on the expert and just refuse to listen to him. Something that happens a lot in this franchise.
Yeah.
But Sam, there's a big old thingy, a big old dinosaur, and Sam Neill goes, nobody move a muscle, and then everyone sprints
they'll
off.
Just run away. That's quite good. Yeah.
There is some good stuff in this.
There is, yeah. Pterodons are good.
Which ones are they?
Birds, big flying bird dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, I put them as pterodactyls. I didn't know what they were.
The fucking, it's good, like, when they're crossing that bridge, the bridge sequence in the birdcage is quite good. Yeah.
The bridge that absolutely only one person should cross at a time unless they all need to sprint over it.
Until everyone crosses it, and then it's fine. Yeah.
There's a few broken
rules. And there's
rules.
A giant fucking dinosaur bird on it as well.
Yeah, it'll hold up. That's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Sturdy as a fucking rock after that. there's a few funny things as well. Like, the movie does break its own rules a couple of times. And look, I'm aware this is a bit cinema sins, but just for a bit of fun.
Oh, here he goes. Let's get the ding ready, everyone.
Have you got a ding?
I don't know.
I can put it in. All right. I'll ding myself. Here's a ding.
All right.
No, it is funny that, like, they get off the plane in, like, the first couple of scenes, and the husband and wife, or, you know, the recently divorced husband and wife, they keep going, Ben, and shouting, and Alan Grant's like...
Do you mean Eric?
No, they say Ben at first, because Ben was the guy that was with Eric.
Her boyfriend.
I think that's what it was, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Huh, yeah. And he's like... Yeah, she's going, Ben. And Alan Grant's like, fucking keep your voice down. That's so stupid. Don't do that.
We're on an island filled with fucking dinosaurs, mate.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
But then later on, fucking Alan goes missing and Billy's walking around being like, Alan! It's like, you're supposed to be one of the people that knows something about this.
Yeah.
Stop
to
it.
Be fair, right? To be fair, Billy hasn't been to Jurassic Park. All right.
Yeah, but he's done enough studying, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's just digging in a desert. He's got this 3D printer and he's like, hey, look at this fucking Fossilizer 3000 machine or whatever he calls it.
Right. Tell me right now, would you have the common sense to not start screeching on an island you know is infested with dinosaurs? Because if you know, then Billy should sure as shit know.
Yeah, but...
I said it was a cinema sins. I know this.
All right, fair enough.
They're kind of weasels, aren't they? The Kirby parents.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
The worst. They got fucking three people killed. All right.
But like
jail for life. Okay.
That Parks and Rec meme. Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Straight. Fred Armisen is
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Believe it or not, jail.
You undercooked chicken. Jail.
Jail.
You overcooked fish. Jail.
Believe it or not, straight to jail.
Oh, so good.
But like, even amongst the people that they don't fucking care about, because that guy that the fucking Bono cosplayer, the guy, the one Bono of their security guys, you know who I mean?
Yes.
He's he dies, and they're like, we don't give a shit. That's fine.
Yeah, fuck it.
But then later on, like they say to the guy that pretended he was a mercenary or something.
Yeah.
They say like, he says, we're gonna go look for your son, and then they kind of be like. And then he goes in the direction of Alan Grant, and they're like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You fucking spineless weasels.
Yeah.
Look for your son.
They're morons. And they're so unlikable as well. Like, the movie's like, oh, will they get back together? I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's them. The worst part.
I hate them so much. They're so unlikable and horrible. First of all, the mother, I don't know her name because fuck her, all right?
Yeah.
Anytime she's on screen, she's just screaming at the top of her lungs, all right?
Yeah.
And fair enough, she's a mother. She's looking for a boy. I get that fucking mother's intuition. Well, I don't because I'm not a mother. But I know what it's like, all right? She just wants her boy back. That I can understand, okay?
Yeah.
But just the fucking screeching at the top of her lungs, the people telling her, we are surrounded by dinosaurs who want to eat you alive. And she still just continues to just fucking bellow at the top of her lungs, all right?
Yeah.
And you got fucking weird little weaselly William H. Macy, who's like, I'm just a little nerd, but does anyone have any quarters for this vending machine that's been out of use for 20 years?
It'll
fuck
work.
Off, man. Just, what are you doing? The power is out in that entire facility. Why do you think that's going to work, first of all? All right.
He's just, this is the thing. The movie wants me to, like, this is the part I don't get. Like, technically, right, like writing a script, you write these moments so that these characters become more likable. So that at the end, you go, oh, we went on an arc. There was a plot that happened. But what I just can't fathom about this movie is it makes them worse the more it goes on.
It does. They're like, oh, yeah, we kidnapped you, but it's for a good reason. We want to find our son. And hey, you're the expert. You was here. No, it wasn't. Do a fucking shred of research, mate. If you're going to kidnap this cunt, fucking read the book, first of all, and do just a shred of research and figure out that he has never stepped foot on this fucking island, idiots.
It's a bizarre choice to just make them unlikable to the last second.
But then the movie's like, oh, you like them, they're together now. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Kill I want them to die.
I want that soldier to shoot them in the face, all right?
Yeah.
Billy can go live with Sam... Not Billy, what's his name? Eric can go live with Sam Neill. I don't care, all right? Look, the kid is fucking... Who cares? I don't care about the kid.
Alan Grant is just fucking collecting random people's kids like Infinity Stones. Like, he is just grabbing them up. Wait, hang on. No, no, no. No,
no, no,
no,
no, no, no
I don't mean
no,
like that.
No, not like that. Not like that. Not like that.
Sam Neill, national treasure.
Okay. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Not our national treasure. Australia's national treasure, I believe. Yeah.
We'll take from New Zealand. New Zealand, yeah.
Well, they're the same anyway. They're the same country.
James, I disagree. just in case.
He's not listening to this.
I know, but I'm getting it in just in case.
They're the same. We got listeners in New Zealand.
Oh, that's true. At least one. Yeah. I don't know them. I don't mind insulting them a little bit. No, that's not true. I do.
No, they're my best friend.
Oh, okay, sorry. How's this fucking kid surviving like Rambo?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Like, he's got a fucking ghillie suit and everything.
He's literally like a fucking Rufio from The Lost Boys, man.
Yeah.
It's insane. This kid, you just said it, he's fucking Rambo. He comes out fucking throwing homemade smoke grenades at raptors, okay? Fucking raptors, all right?
Yeah.
Which, all right, this movie takes raptors and they're like, what if they were fucking the most insane fucking cunts ever? Like, what if they could talk to each other, which is laughable, first of all.
No, and but there's always been silly science. I'm down with silly science.
But like this, I feel like this takes it to another level. This is like the SAS squad of raptors, okay?
Yeah.
And then they're like fucking doing all this, like, oh, they snap that fucking dude's neck as well. Like,
yeah, they're learning.
Right.
My thing with the raptors is Alan Grant pre-posits ahead of arriving on the island, these raptors, they're capable of, they're probably better than us in terms of talking and communicating. We don't know their intricate communication methods, right? We don't know the language, whatever, right? But they are incredibly intelligent. And then the raptors in the movie proceed to be the stupidest form of the raptors we've ever seen. Like,
what?
No, the raptors, people keep going, that's so clever. But they get stuck behind doors. The raptors in the fucking first one were opening doors and hunting fucking kids through a kitchen, right? And they were effective at it, whereas these raptors kill the grand total of no one in the movie.
That's not true. They kill that guy. They snap his neck.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, I liked it that they used him as a trap.
Yeah, they lure him as a trap. Fucking first, yeah. They weren't doing that in the first movie, was they?
No, but
they used him as bait so that when fucking the other one comes down, they can start snapping and biting.
I did like that little bit of, like, there was a good bit of direction there with the dinosaurs. It went a bit POV, and the dinosaurs were, like, snapping towards the lens, and then the woman was, like, recoiling. Recoiling? Is that's a word?
That's a word, yeah. Recoiling. It means it just, to recoil.
I would have assumed, but, like, you know in your head when you say something and you're like, when you say a word too many times, you're like, that's not a word. That doesn't feel like a word anymore.
You said it once.
I know, but I just had that feeling when I only said it once. That's why I'm confused.
It's a word. Calm down.
All right. If you're sure.
Oh, God.
But yeah, look. I don't know. I just think they came across as less threat. They were doing smarter stuff. Mm. But, like, the stakes weren't really up in par with the rest of them. They didn't feel as frightening as they've done before. No. It felt like you could just run at a leisurely pace and probably survive that scenario.
I doubt it.
Maybe not at our pace.
I don't know, anyone's pace. They're raptors, man.
But then they all did, mostly, they did survive. They killed, how many, so they killed one guy?
Yes. Yeah.
So not a great run
for
them.
But they weren't to be, the raptors weren't trying to kill them. They just wanted the eggs back, didn't they?
They're not going to be like...
They're super smart. And there's what you say, they're not smart. One of them's hiding behind that little tank in the facility. He's like, oh, look at me, I'm an exhibit.
Oh, that's true. All right, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
You're an idiot is what I'm saying.
Come on.
Did you like it when they arrived at that facility and they were like, oh, do you remember when Jeff Goldblum was in this car?
Yes, I did like that. It was one of them things as well that it was always... It's very funny. It reminded me of the moment of... You know the first Avengers movie when they do the big circular pan round shot, the iconic Avengers shot.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
And then they revisit it in Endgame, and for some reason they took all the color out of it, and and it was weird. It reminded me of that. It's like, do you remember this location? I'm like, my God, it looked so much better in the last movie than in this movie.
Yeah,
where's all that green? It just feels like a big gray jungle.
To be fair, it wasn't really green in the Jeff Goldblum scene.
No, but what I'm saying is if there was a plant, then it feels like they turned the saturation up too much in the last movie.
Yeah, everything this movie does look like shit, to be fair.
Which is a shame.
Sometimes. What did you think of the T-Rex versus the Spinosaur?
Good. I like that. I think it looks crap, but I like the concept of two dinosaurs having a scrap.
I like the concept of two dinosaurs having a scrap. I don't like the concept of the T-Rex losing.
Yeah, a bit wild.
Mm.
Especially when the T-Rex is like the mother of all threats.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to be like, oh, this isn't your grandpappy's fucking This is fucking hell. Oh, you remember how scary the T-Rex was? Well, this one killed the T-Rex instantly, you know?
But the movies do that, though. Don't they? Like, remember the bad thing? This thing killed the bad thing. It's a better bad thing than the last bad thing. It's like people want to say now that they're obviously not moving forward with Kang in the MCU. They're like, Doctor Doom should come in and kill all the Kangs and then be like, I'm Kang now.
Now
Doctor
I'm
Doom Kang.
Yeah. You should put on Peacemaker's shirt.
Yeah. Kang, what a joke. And then everyone cheers and salutes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, those two guys on TikTok are screeching in the corner. Fucking hell. What else is going on in this?
There's a phone.
Yeah, so now I have context for the ringtone thing you were saying last week.
It's not even that ringtone, I think.
Would it be that loud?
It was very loud, wasn't it? They can hear it in a dinosaur's. They can hear it in a dinosaur's belly, man.
Yeah. With the dinosaur being not near them as well.
Yeah, like that's a very fucking loud ringtone, man.
Imagine getting a call in the middle of the night on that phone. You'd wake the whole fucking street up.
And just be sleeping in bed and it's like on your nightstand. You're like, fucking hell.
Yeah. The vibration of the phone alone would break your nightstand. Like,
just to be fair, I you know, as much as I've shat on this movie, I did like the scene where they're like, oh yeah, when the kid reunites with the family, it's like, oh, I found you through the phone. I heard it ringing. I'm like, we don't have the phone. And then they just turn around and the dinosaurs just stood there like, I've got the phone, bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, it was me. I was ringing all along.
I was calling you. It was me.
Yeah. I, the greatest predator on planet Earth, did not realize that I was ringing the whole time.
It's good stuff. Yeah. I don't think a dinosaur knows what a phone is, to be fair.
No, but it probably is looking around being like, I'm very conscious that I'm a predator. Why am I making all this noise? Is that me?
Nah, what's he's this? Not worried. He's a dinosaur. What's he going to be worried about?
He poos it out. He's like, get that out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like he was just probably having a poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie is at its best when it does some high concept silliness, right? Because, like, remembering the stuff I like about the first two, it's like these little ideas. Like, it's specifically the first one for me, it was like, what if this guy had no arm and she was trapped in a room and, like, she thought he was there, but the arm wasn't there? What if they were on a Jeep?
Wait, who's now got an arm?
Sam Jackson.
That was in the first movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, what are you saying?
Don't do this. Don't lose.
What are you saying?
But like this movie, that's an idea, right? Jurassic Park for me lives in it always succeeds when it does these small little ideas, little and often, right?
Dinosaurs.
Like, no, right, yeah, but dinosaurs, like, imagine cool dinosaurs. Like, fucking, like, the first movie, right, Alone, right, I'm thinking fucking, like, the arm thing. Ellie Sattler's in a room, she thinks she has help, but she pulls off Sam Jackson's arm, and she's like, oh, I'm fucked. Or Jeff Goldblum in the back of a Jeep as a T-Rex is running towards them. Or nobody move a muscle, shit, those kids are using the flashlight, and now there's a T-Rex. Like, these are all little, cool set-piece ideas. Even in the second one, Dinosaur in New York, or fucking the Uncharted 2 halfway bus off the mountain thing, right? Like, those are cool set-piece ideas, but this movie's just like, what if the entire movie they were being chased by dinosaurs and it's mostly the same? And it's like, see, that's not interesting. So when they do, like, the little phone thing, that's a cool little idea, and I think it works for it.
What if they got chased by bird dinosaurs instead?
The birdcage is fun.
Yeah, birdcage is fun. Yeah. One of the best moments of the movie, which isn't saying much, to be fair.
It would still be the worst part in any of the other two movies.
I think, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun. I do like the birdcage stuff. Some of it. Billy going fucking ham on a parachute, doing some paragliding, seems a bit like. And then I'm like, how big is this fucking birdcage, man, as well?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. My man's doing laps as well. Like, he's coming. Where's the wind stream for these?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, aren't they inside? What is? Oh, who cares? What's happening?
Am I stupid, or for a parachute to work, should you not have some momentum?
Because
if I pulled a parachute cord on the ground, it wouldn't lift me in the air, would it?
No, but he does jump off the thing.
But then, I guess to your point, then how much room does he have for that? Because there's a minimum altitude you can drop a parachute at before you die.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he doesn't have that.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they're calculating the exact height and trying to fucking figure out so you don't ding this movie.
I'm trying to work on that, because when I don't like a movie, I care about so much more shit that in other movies I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on this, okay?
What else is going on? There's that scene on the boat where they're like, hey, remember when we did Jurassic Park? Right,
done.
That's it, move on.
There you go, you had the theme, fuck you.
It was 20 seconds, move on, let's go. Yeah. You gotta wrap this shit up, man.
That's the thing that I think there's something to be said about this movie, that it misses two core things that I think Jurassic Park needs to be good.
Dinosaurs.
No, there's plenty of dinosaurs. Well, good dinosaurs for the start.
No, no.
But like, no, the two things are, one, you need a bit of whimsical wonder, right? Mm-hmm. You need every now and again to look at a herbivore and be like, when these things aren't trying to kill me, they're pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is, you need someone cool. No one's, Alan Grant is as cool as it gets, and he's not that cool. He's mostly a nerd.
He's pretty cool.
He's cool enough, but he's not Jeff Goldblum cool.
Jeff Goldblum's not cool. Jeff Goldblum thinks he's cool.
I think Jeff Goldblum's cool. Did you just say he wears a hat?
He wears that hat.
He's not Indiana Jones. No, he's going for a bit of that.
Yeah, I think he's trying to go for that Indiana Jones vibe. He's like a professor, you know.
Think in movie Alan Grant is trying...
I think in movie he's trying to go for that Indiana Jones vibe, you know.
Okay.
He's a professor. He wears the hat. He's going off on these adventures and stuff. He fancies himself an Indiana Jones type, I reckon.
It's so similar when you think about it, isn't it? Like, it's very much like
Spielberg.
You put me in either scenario and I can succeed. I can do a lecture or I can do an action man. Which would you like today? There's that fun scene in Indiana Jones. I think it's Temple of Doom where there's the walls closing in. That happens a little bit here with the plane when the dinosaur's stomping on it.
I haven't seen Temple of Doom in years.
It's racist.
That's one of the reasons I can recall. That's one of the reasons I haven't watched it. It's because it's mostly racist.
We'll talk about it more in Jurassic. We'll talk about it more in Indiana Jones, right? But there's
a little sizzle.
A bit of sizz. But it does make me laugh that when people are like, people say like, it's not racist. I'm like, it's okay. Right. The thing is, I don't like the movie anyway that much, but like the thing is about it, right, is that you're still allowed to like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
No one is taking away Indiana Jones, but it is racist.
You can admit its shortcomings, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And admit it. And saying it's racist doesn't mean I hate the movie. It doesn't mean I hate Indiana Jones. Right, it's just one of them things. You're allowed to say it. Strange. Anyway, what else is going on in this?
I like the ending.
The ending is good.
Feels weird when all the army show up. And like, Laura Dern just has the hotline for the entire army, apparently. And she sent them all to Jurassic Park.
But that is strange.
That just feels weird to me, you know?
That's the part of the ending I'm not a fan of. I more meant the third act fight with the dinosaur.
Oh, like, right, okay.
Yeah, the actual ending itself is arse, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just a nothing ending.
Yeah.
That, like, Alan Grant looks out the window and sees dinosaurs.
And they're like, oh, isn't that beautiful? I'm like, what the fuck are you... Shoot them now. Grab that gun and shoot them out of the sky. Are you fucking insane?
Oh, speaking of, there is a Chekhov's gun in this.
Is there?
Big fucking rocket launcher sniper thing. Shoots a plane in the first, 10 minutes.
Do they use that again?
Nope. I'm fairly certain they don't.
I don't think that's a Chekhov's gun.
Ah, they introduce a big fucking gun that could blow up a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then they don't shoot a dinosaur with it.
Yeah, maybe. I barely remember it, though.
I mean, that's indicative of a lot of the movie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, look. I was kind of offended when I pulled this movie up on Sky Cinema and I saw that it had 2 stars out of 5. And I was like, oh, come on, man. It's Jurassic Park. It's dinosaurs. How bad can it be?
Yeah.
And then I watched it and I was like, Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair, isn't it? I have already put it on Letterboxd, Nathan, and I myself gave it 2 stars.
Oh, I've not logged it. You should log it last night.
I'm curious as to what your rating would be. Should we work this in? Should this be a new segment?
Nathan logs a movie.
Yeah.
Let me read Lawrence's. Really stretching the concept here. Joe Johnson taking the reins from Spielberg should have been so much cooler than that. You fucking love Joe Johnson, man.
He's a fucking good director, man.
Get this guy's dick out of your mouth.
No, I won't.
Where's the wonder? Where's Ellie Sattler? She's in the movie, Lawrence.
Yeah, but come on.
Some cool ideas and some interesting sequences, but it all boils down to the most boring version of what it could have been. You tell me and Alan aren't together anymore? I do tell you that. and yeah, I have to watch these two reconcile their love. Come on. You fucking go on Letterboxd, don't you?
That was a short one for me.
Fucking hell, mate. here we go. Let me log it now. Jurassic Park.
Nathan live logs the film.
Nathan live logs the film. I have to change the date because I watched it yesterday.
Can you change the date?
Yeah, it tells you the date and you just scroll back. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so you can like pick the date.
Can't say I've ever noticed how to do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 3 stars.
Okay,
which is low for me. I feel like on Letterboxd because mine are usually either 4 or 5.
Yeah, you've said this before. You're kind of like a.
I'm easily impressed.
I wasn't gonna put it like that. I mean, in the sense,
I am. I fully. I'm aware of this.
There's the less knobby way of saying it. Someone said to me, "Why is most of the stuff you watch on Letterboxd rated highly?" And I said, "Because I watch good stuff."
Oh, that's such a.
I was one of them.
I want to punch you so much right now.
It was one of them things where it left my mouth and I went, "Oh God, he thinks I'm a cunt now." Didn't he?
Oh
like,
God,
I sounded
a
like
cunt.
A prick. Yeah.
Oh, what should I say? What should my review be? Here we go.
Nathan live vlogs.
Dinosaurs are great. This movie isn't.
There we are.
Full stop. There we go.
Anyway, Billy's alive, Nathan. He survived somehow.
Hold on, I'm logging. Yep. There we go. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Billy somehow survives.
What are you doing? Just kill him, man.
Yeah.
What's this?
Why did he need to be alive?
Yeah, what's this weird redemption, but not really? Fuck him.
Is Alan was like, the last thing I said to him was a bit mean. I'm like, that's on you, man. Like you said that you got into a row with one of your good mates about on the island of dinosaurs that are chasing you, trying to kill you. Like,
also,
maybe watch
how
what you
did
say.
He survive? He was very much like a pool of blood in that river, man.
Yeah, and like, those
fucking pterodons were going at him hard, mate.
The only conceivable way that he would have survived is also absurd. Is that they would have stopped eating him, flown off, and then he. Being half a man, presumably, would have had to have crawled his way to a beach.
Yes.
Out of a birdcage, of which he is at the bottom of, by the way.
Yes.
And then gone, army, bandage me up. And that would have all happened before the very in shape and not injured group made it there as well.
On a boat, on a moving boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's not great. Not great, and it's kind of sucks to end Jurassic March on this note, really.
It does, doesn't it? That's kind of why I was half tempted to even consider, like, just Jurassic... We'll get there, right?
I've enjoyed Jurassic March.
Yeah.
And we'll enjoy Jurassic March next year. Spoiler alert, Jurassic March will return.
Oh, little sizzle. Now just put in Stan Lee going, bloody hell.
Yeah, so next March we'll be doing the Jurassic World movies.
Yeah.
The Superior trilogy.
The Superior... Well, I don't know. I haven't seen them. I've literally seen none of them.
You've not seen the first one?
I'm trying to remember.
I'm sure you said you've seen the first one.
I might have seen it. I barely remember it if I've seen it.
Well, there's dinosaurs.
That's true. It might be one of them things I watched and then I like didn't... You know, like I'd seen Lord of the Rings, but I hadn't really seen Lord of the Rings.
You hadn't appreciated Lord of the Rings.
No. Not to bring it up again, right? I posted a fucking TikTok for Still Got Legs today. Oh, and when I logged in on the account, like from an hour ago, there were still people being like, you got this wrong about Aragorn. And I'm like, please, all of you die.
I think at least twice a day we'll get a comment on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, on that short, on that Lord of the Rings one.
It's fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
I want to find one. I'll read it out because I found one today, and it, of all of them, this was the one that almost got me to comment back. Like, I typed it out and I was like, oh, I need to stop. I need to get off this. This isn't healthy for me. What was said? Let me find it. Oh, this was it. This boiled my fucking piss. The thing about that arrogant type of confidence that some people exhibit is that when they are wrong and someone humble comes along with the correction, it is so satisfying. And I was like, it's really humble of you that my knight in shining armor to come along, call yourself humble in the comments, and then correct me the same way that 8,000 other fucking people have corrected me.
Yeah, sounds very humbling.
And I wasn't even going to be like, fuck you, prick. I typed out, I don't know what you mean, we're right, have you read the books? And then I was like, I haven't got it in me to go into this today. I better not.
Also, they're like, it's not in the movie.
No one knows. Get fucked.
No one knows what we're talking about. It doesn't matter.
No, I guess not. But
quick recap. We did, during our fucking, our Hobbit episode, I had a bit of a complaint that at the end, fucking Legolas's dad is like, hey, go see Aragorn or whatever. And I was like, Aragorn's a man. He shouldn't be alive yet. I didn't know at the time that Aragorn was some fucking other race, a fucking Neuro whatever cunt or something.
It looks exactly like a human being.
Yes. But like they live longer and apparently he's like fucking 60, 70, 80 years old or whatever. All right. Yeah. Fuck, who cares? All right. But they don't say that in the movie. They do say it in the extended editions in one scene. Okay. But you cannot assume that people have seen the extended editions. Okay. Yeah. And hot take, I prefer the theatrical releases.
I've never seen the extended, so I have no fucking stake in this. It's very, very bizarre. And I also, for fun, maybe I'll cut all this, who knows. But for fun, right, we knew when we posted it.
We did.
We realised that it was wrong. It.
Yeah, we realised it, but we were like, won't this be funny?
Yeah, and we, do you know what?
And it was.
And shame, right, this is kind of a rod for our own backs that we built. Because we did put it up and we said, it'd be funny to see how many nerds get cross about this. And now I hate it. Because I woefully underestimated just how many nerds would complain about it.
But now I'm at an impasse and I'm like, I really should just delete it or like private it or something. But then I'm like, but it's bringing people to the channel. Like,
yeah, it pushes us out so much when every day someone comments on something.
It's getting engagement. It's and that's the thing. I hate seeing the exact same comment come through every fucking day. And it is. It's the exact same comment that comes through every single day.
Well, you guys
day.
Not read the books? No!
He's actually 80 years old. He said, you're a fucking... Oh, God. Thank you. No one's told me before, actually. I hadn't heard that.
It was funny at first because we were commenting things like fucking, we didn't know he was 80. What's his skincare routine? And like people were like having a joke back. But now it's to the point where nerds are like, these guys are so fucking dead to me. I swear to God.
There's like 5,000 comments explaining that we're wrong.
Yeah.
Surely if you see 5,000 other comments saying this is actually the thing, then you're not going to be like, oh, I'll just type this out here and tell them that this is actually the reason. You fucking idiots.
Alternatively, scroll past and get a life.
Yeah.
If I see something that's wrong on the internet, the last thing I'm doing is being like, I better tell them. Who cares? Move on.
I bet you would if it was about like fucking Oppenheimer or something.
Yeah, actually, you don't actually know about this. Yeah.
You don't actually understand Oppenheimer like I do, okay?
You need to watch good movies like me, okay? Yeah.
What if I posted a video saying like fucking Ellie and Alan weren't in a relationship in the first movie? Then you'd be like, actually, Nathan, I think you'll find everyone agrees. So
It's different with you, all right?
Yeah. Anyway, let's do recommendations.
Okay. Nathan, it's the time of the show where we recommend some stuff. We recommend something to each other and to our lovely listeners. It could be something we've watched, read, or listened to, or experienced. Just anything we've done in the past week that we would like to share with each other and the people listening at home. Nathan, what did you do or read or watch or see or, I don't know, make love to?
Shut the fuck up and tell me yours.
Okay. So I got called out. Nathan already predicted my one. Apparently I'm very predictable this week.
Oh, Zodiac.
It's going to be Zodiac. Firstly, I'll just say, good movie, go watch it. The actual
watch
thing
that movie with... from 2007 that no one has seen before.
No, it's a good movie. I've never seen it.
Fincher, from a little known director, David Fincher.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. Yes, it is a good movie.
Damn it! My argument fell apart in my hands. I'd never seen it. I'm trying to bridge some gaps of directors I like whose films I haven't seen. Anyway, who cares?
Hey guys, just discovered this little unknown gem.
I never said this. I never framed it like I'm aware I'm in the minority.
Yeah, go on.
It's a YouTube channel that I'm recommending today called Synth ET or Synthet.
What's this boring shit then?
So, no, it's really, really engaging, right? Basically, this is a music producer who makes tutorials. And I've never once been interested in producing music. I've never once needed a tutorial for how to make a beat or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it is basically a music producer who makes tutorials, but instead of them being boring and being like, then you click on this, he makes the tutorial a song. It's really interesting, right? And I stumbled across his channel and recommended, and I just went through a few of them.
Did you make anything?
I didn't, but that wasn't okay. What I was trying to do. I was just really interested, because he does it, right? He edits it in a way where he is like on whatever software he's using. For the argument's sake, let's say it's fucking Audacity, right? He's on Audacity. Not. Well, whatever. Name a music software.
Logic Pro.
There we go. He's on Logic Pro, whatever. And he's like, he's like screen recording. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and then what you want to do is you want to put in like a gap. And then like, as he says a gap, there's actually the screen recording of there being a gap in the song. But he edits it really dynamically. And like, he gives the information in a song that genuinely was a bop. Mm. And it was making me bop my head along. And again, never ever been interested in music producing. But hang on, I want to link you one because I can't quite describe it properly.
Do I have to watch it now?
Yeah.
Those claps were not on beat and they're not supposed to. Neither are these drums. Our ears generally enjoy when things are
Logic,
human,
bro.
And a human is never completely in sync. Being off-grid doesn't come very natural when you work with a lot of MIDI, but luckily FL Studio has a humanized function among the tools. It just slightly off-puts your notes, making it more like a real recording. This is robot timing. Offbeat. Did you hear it? It's a slight effect, but it just adds a little bit more groove to it. Play with the offset settings and the velocity ones.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Of like, because of my job, all the time I'm looking at tutorials and stuff, mm-hmm. and like I've sat through so many.
You don't know
ones.
How to edit.
Yeah, exactly. No, Nathan, I'm just always learning and excelling.
Oh,
right?
Fucking hell!
I think the best way to work is to challenge yourself, and watch good movies like me. Anyway, no, it's a really, really cool channel. If anyone is interested in music production, I'll link it below. It's very interesting. So go and have a little look. What are you
Lovely
recommending?
Stuff, Lawrence. I am recommending this.
No one's going to hear this.
Yeah, they will.
Oh. Keep singing over it, it'll help with copyright.
I'm just gonna play the whole thing. That's right. I am recommending Zodiac.
No. It's a little known director, actually.
X-Men 97, Lawrence. Oh, yeah. My God. You know what I did? I watched this on Saturday morning, like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Right?
I was having my breakfast cereal.
Did you sit on the floor? Watching...
No, I didn't. No. I sat on the couch like a grown man.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
But I was wearing my pajamas. I was having my breakfast cereal. I watched X-Men 97. And God, it was like I was 8 years old again. My parents weren't divorced. I wasn't depressed. It was great. I had a great time. It was lovely.
I've been wanting to check this out, actually. How is it in terms of, like, because the last series obviously ended ages and ages ago. Mm-hmm. Is it a direct continuation? Do I need to have... I haven't seen all of the original X-Men show. Do I need to have?
Not really. It kind of helps if you have. But no, they, like, fill you in and stuff.
Is there, like, a recap before?
Not really, but there doesn't need to be one. Like, okay. It's quite simple. It's a kid's cartoon, you know? They're not out here doing, like, fucking very full in-depth storylines and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, there is, like, depth to it, and there is, it does tackle some really fucking good issues. And,
as X-Men always does.
As X-Men does, yeah. And it's fucking great and stuff. But no, it's such a good show, man. It's such a good continuation. They fucking kept, like, they've, obviously it's like fucking 30 years later, so they have better animation and visuals and visuals and stuff to play with now. So they've like redone the title sequence, but it's the same. They've like done the title. Like basically just animated it again. So they've took the same title sequence and they've just done it again with the same fucking kick-ass music that you just heard, and like put the new characters in there and stuff. And it's so good, man.
Amazing.
And I fucking loved watching that show as a kid, and I loved watching it as a 30-year-old man. It's sick. It's so good. And it's so good. I mean, we'll get into this maybe in a couple of months. But it's good to see fucking Cyclops done right and not be a weird fucking little piss baby, you know?
Yeah.
Stop flirting with my woman. Leave my girlfriend alone, Logan.
This is what I was going to say.
Anyway, I'm going to go die by this lake now.
Yeah, I'm not important. And also, when I'm younger, I say an edgy swear word in one of them.
Yeah.
Remember that? Fucking,
yeah, I do.
Oh, it really was Ty Sheridan's fucking world to just reach out and grab, wasn't it? And then he was just starting a series of absolute stinky pieces of shit. And then the world went, we don't like this guy anymore, actually.
What's he doing now?
I've no idea. I genuinely have not heard of him in a movie since Ready Player One.
Well, there you go. Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Ah, well. Is it? I saw a clip of Cyclops. Like, he's like using his fucking laser eyes to like push himself into places. Like, he's using the gust of his laser eyes to move him around the room.
There's one sequence where he's like falling out of a plane, and he uses it to like slow his landing so he can just land.
Oh, so that's cool. Yeah.
Sick, man. He's so good.
I might put this on tonight. To be fair, I'm actually interested.
It's really
good,
and it's like fucking 20 minutes an episode. There's only two out so far.
Oh,
it's 20 minutes an episode, and it's fucking sick, man. It's so good.
Yeah,
I love it.
Are they weekly drops?
Weekly drops, yeah. Gonna be coming out on Wednesdays, but yeah, I think I might save it for that little Saturday morning sweet spot, you know?
That classic Wednesday morning cartoon, we all know them.
Hey, I watch The Bad Batch on Wednesdays.
Look, you've already got your TV fill on Wednesdays then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Invincible? I know this is unrelated, but
I don't know, I haven't watched it. I haven't caught up yet.
Because I know they released like half a season, and I'm pretty sure recently they were like, we finished another episode, we can give this to you guys if you want it. It's like, what are you doing? Just finish the fucking season.
I think they are. They did the first half. They did like the first, I don't know if it was four or five episodes, but now they're doing the other like four or five, however many it is.
Was this not a one-off drop for an episode?
No. They're doing it's weekly drops. Okay. Yeah, it's weekly drops.
I still am not a fan of this. Here's half a season, and then here's another half of a season later on.
Yeah, just drop it or don't, man.
Yeah, because what I don't get about it is if, like, you build my momentum up, and I'm in the middle of a season of TV, and then you go, now wait fucking 3 months. I'm like, but I want it now.
That's what it used to be like, though.
Yeah, but I've always found that strange. I'm halfway through a story. Can I finish it? It feels like pausing a movie and then being like, I'll get back to that in 2 weeks.
To be fair, like fucking with broadcast TV, the reason it was that way is because they haven't fucking filmed the rest of it yet.
I know, that's nuts. Yeah. Film it all.
Well, they can't. They film it over the course of a year.
Oh, I find it strange. Mm. Fucking maybe someone else had booked Atlanta for that year. They were like, no, you can't shoot it. We're shooting it.
These were all shot in Toronto, maybe.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that's recommendations. should normally have another segment here, but we don't. It's Weirdo.
We don't.
It's normally Weirdo and Still Got Thoughts. That's why I'm confusing it.
That's a different podcast, Lawrence.
It is. Thank you very much for listening. If you have enjoyed the show, then please feel free to leave us a little 5-star review. It would be very much appreciated. You can do that through your podcast platform of choice. Apple is always good because they allow you to write a little message. It's always nice to read and nice to see. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Another Happy Pod. Be sure to go over there, keep up to date with the latest cool things going on, as well as people have been doing recently, following the link in our pinned tweet to suggest a topic for something for us to do an episode on.
I got a few more of those recently. Thank you very much.
Indeed. We always say we've filled out our schedule, and we have, but it can change. We've done it before. We'll probably do it again. There are a few things that could probably be slipped out for something that if it's interesting and catches our eye.
Maybe 1 week Lawrence will decide he can't record, all right? So we'll have to push it back, and then we lose an episode, and then we'll need to figure out something else and put something in its place, you know?
Hey,
these things happen. Happens.
I'm pretty sure we didn't replace anything.
No, we didn't. We just carried on.
Yeah. Nathan, we have another podcast as well. Nathan, we have another podcast as well, don't we?
Yes, we do, Lawrence. It's called Still Got Legs. It's our Doctor Who rewatch podcast, where every week we watch
we can both speak today.
Shut the fuck up. Where every week we watch and discuss an episode of Doctor Who. We have a good fun time of it. We're making our way through Series 5 at the moment. So if you love Matt Smith and Karen Gillan and River Song, then come join us for some good fun stuff.
And Rory.
He's not in it yet.
No, not yet, but come
He's been in one episode.
He's been in the show.
Yes.
River's only been in one episode so far.
Yeah, but she was in the most recent one.
That's true.
So she's fresh on my mind.
Fine, she gets the points for that.
Like Amy, I am not thinking about Rory.
Oh, no!
Oh, sizzle.
Oh, big sizzle. lovely stuff. Be sure to join us next week because we are going to be doing this.
I have summoned you all here for the 10th annual reaping ceremony, in which we choose 2 children from each district to fight to the death in the Hunger Games.
From District 12, Lucy Gray Baird.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week at 10 a.m. And you should always watch good movies like me.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, bye, everyone.
Bye.